This week in West Virginia history, businessman James Edwin Watson died in Fairmont on August 2, 1926, at age 67. He was the son of James Otis Watson, one of the first coal operators in northern West Virginia. In 1852, James Otis Watson and future West Virginia founder Francis Pierpont opened a mine near Fairmont and shipped the first coal from Western Virginia on the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad. James Edwin Watson took over his father's coal interests in 1885 at age 26. Over the next decade, he and his in-laws from the Fleming family acquired several more coal companies and renamed the enterprise Fairmont Coal Company. In 1903, Fairmont Coal was bought out by the Consolidation Coal Company. The Watson and Fleming families soon acquired a majority interest in Consolidation Coal, which became one of the nation's largest corporations. James Edwin Watson is also remembered for building Highgate in Fairmont. Erected in 1910, it's one of West Virginia's largest and most luxurious mansions. The house was sold to the Sisters of St. Joseph after Watson's death to be used as a nursing home, and it was later a funeral home. For more information on James Edwin Watson, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.